harm reduction efforts and strategies at Duke. Programs such as Alcohol EDU and TrueBlue, created by DoWell, aim to educate students about the substances of abuse. But are they enough? Tom Sigethy, director of DoWell, explains. When these programs were first developed, on the federal level, alcohol was a big topic in higher ed. The NCAA's call to action basically gave universities permission to talk about alcohol. Before that, most universities weren't even talking about it, because nobody wanted that blot on their name. Alcohol was a topic that was more palatable, I guess you could say. I think even to this day, other drugs are more difficult for institutions to talk about. DoWell participates in the organization of last day of classes and similar campus-wide events. It also provides party monitor training with hopes of teaching students how to recognize and mitigate risk. DoWell is now planning to incorporate more information about marijuana into programs for first-year students as well. Yet, there's a gap between believing that it is important to know the facts about substances before trying them and actually taking the time to learn more. Dr. Cynthia Kuhn says, "The tension with harm reduction is in the extent to which administrators agree that information changes behavior. They figure that they do these programs already, so information must not work. I always think that good drug education is like good sex education. It's a process. It's not an event. It's a series of conversations. And it's critical. It is absolutely necessary. But it's also difficult. How do you do comprehensive drug education with a population of students who have so much to do, who have so many different things to worry about? Maybe it's not the responsibility of the university."